around 12 months since we last caught up. 12 a.m. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's been about a year. Yeah,
yeah, it probably has.
Yeah.
So fill me in. What's been happening since then? What have you been up to?
A lot of just working on music. Finished an entire album. A lot of songwriting too for a lot of cool artists, and just like focusing on myself and kind of getting into the best kind of mental and physical shape of my life. That's what I'm focusing on right now.
Okay. So would you go as far to say as you've kind of rediscovered yourself or discovered a new side of you musically?
Yeah, definitely, like just finding that passion. You know, when you start doing whatever you want in life, you start it because you love it. And then when it becomes like a job and you're paying the bills from it, it feels like a job. So I've just been kind of finding that passion in music again, where it's like, I just want to do it because I love it. I don't care about what anyone else thinks. I want to bring it back to that, you know, me in my mom's basement making music. And ever since then, it's just been like a joy to be an artist again.
Was there a singular moment that got you back to that place? Like, can you remember kind of maybe a crossroads and you were like,
Yeah, I think it was like when I just like was tired of like scrolling through TikTok. And I was like, you know what? For a while, I was like, I need to make a song that's going to do well on TikTok. And then it was just like, what am I doing here? Like, what am I singing about? Like, this isn't even me. So I think once I just started saying, hey, like, what am I going through? What am I dealing with? Let me write about that. And then it just became fun. I started feeling the music again and started being fun again. So
yeah, so you kind of regained your focus a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And just like enjoying music too, rather than like clocking in, clocking out, you know, because when you do session after session and session, session, it's like, we want to hit, we want to hit, we want to hit. It's like, I don't even know what a hit is. I just want to make music, man. Like,
yeah, that's awesome. That's great to hear. Tell us about the new single, what it's called and what it's all about.
Yeah. So the new single is called To Whoever Has You Next. It's definitely like a gut puncher. It's going to make any grown man cry. And anyone cry, actually. But it's I feel like we live in such like a toxic world where anytime you go through a breakup, it's always you want to go on social media and show the world how much better you are without them. And like, oh, look at me, I'm doing way better now. But this song's more about like, you're going to love that person forever. You had amazing times with them and you shared such incredible moments with them. And you just want them to have a good life too. So I feel like nobody talks about that anymore. It's like, you know, if I went through a relationship and I did with my ex, I just want them to be happy and like have a great life. And that's just, it's just a letter to whoever they end up with. It's just like, you know, they're an amazing person and nothing bad happened. It just, life took you in separate ways and you should just want the best for them always.
Let's not dive too far into the past, but have you heard from your ex after the song was released? Like, have you heard any feedback, any response?
Said he was going to ask me hard questions.
Well, so. I mean, like, you know, I've got to ask.
He wasn't wrong. You know what? I haven't, but it's fresh. So it's kind of need that little space right now. And then further down the line, definitely. But yeah. Next question.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's fine. So will we hear more like this, more of this side of you, you know, because it's a different sound for you. It's kind of new.
Yeah. It's funny cause I've always loved ballads. An old record of mine, called Lost. It's a ballad kind of similar. But what happened was I was really diving into just pop ballads when I was working with this artist named Elijah Woods in Canada. Incredible artist.
Great
one of
guy,
my best
yeah.
friends. Yeah. Love him to death. And we were just writing just amazing song after amazing song. And it was coming from places that, you know, he was going through, that I was going through. And I never really dove into just like putting everything I was going through into a record. And you know, when we were working together, me and Elijah, like, he was releasing these records and they were getting so much love and stuff. And then I wrote To Whoever Has You Next. I sent it to Elijah and Elijah's like, This is your song, dude. You got it. This I can't even touch this one.
I think he commented on one of your most recent posts, and he was like, "This song is bananas." He was like, "This is so good."
No, I mean, yeah, he because then I was just like, "You're right. Let me just release it." And it was hard for me to release because it was like vulnerable, and a lot of my music is all about like being happy or being sad. But there was that like kind of like confidence about it. This is like, listen, I'm not doing good, like straight up. So it was hard for me to release it, and I've actually never had such like positive response from a song. So I've had so many people like message me saying exactly what I'm going through, and it gave me the confidence. And yeah, there's a ton of other music like that, but also there's still happy music. I have a lot of like summertime records, especially because right now I'm in a really positive mind state. So it's, I want to also lean into that. So there's just, there's a bunch of everything, but at least everything now is 100% honest. So I don't want to like lie on songs. Not that I was before, but like what I'm going through is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I guess the first one, now it's out there. That's probably the hardest one.
It was scary, I'm not going to lie. Like I was worried that like people were going to be like, "Whoa, guys, a little too sad."
Sad boy summer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's coming.
Especially because it was the summer. I was like, maybe a wintertime song. But, you know, a good song and an honest song is timeless. So
yeah.
I don't think there's a real good or bad time to release it. And it gave me the confidence to just, like, you know, be able to. Because what I love about music that people can relate to is that you get these messages from these people that they're saying, it helped me through a breakup, it helped me through the worst time of my life. And like, I don't care about streams, I don't care about any of that. If it can help 1,000, 10,000, it doesn't matter. If it can help people, that's why you make music, right?
Yeah, so. For sure. Mm-hmm. Have you performed it live yet?
No, it's going to be hard to perform live.
I was going to say, because like, where would you put that in a set list? Because you've got probably, so many like...
Probably at the start.
No, more energetic songs,
yeah,
there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, let's just get this one out of the way and then...
yeah, I would probably do it like in the middle.
Yeah.
Everyone have a little cry and
yeah.
get back to having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a real roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a roller coaster. At one of my shows, you're gonna be jumping up and down, screaming, and then you're gonna be crying, and then you're gonna be dancing. So, it honestly, that's a great. That's like therapy.
It's good value for money.
It's great value.
I'll be there.
12 a.m. show is great value.
What have you been up to? Just you know, outside of the studio, you've been traveling at all? Have you been what have you been up to?
I've been up to a lot right now. Actually, ironically enough, I just started boxing. So
yeah.
trying to get good at boxing, trying to get that Jake Paul money.
Yeah, look out.
Exactly.
Look out, Jake.
Yeah. Been boxing, been working on a lot of music, honestly. Just been focusing on like exercising, just like the weather's nice finally. This was my first ever, well, not first ever. I lived in Canada, but in 6 years, this is my first like real Canadian winter.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize seasonal depression was a thing. Like, I was like, why can't I leave the house? Like, what's going on? Like, is there something wrong with me? But it was just because it was freezing cold.
So maybe you used some of that energy, poured it into the new song.
Yeah, it must be, because I didn't leave the house for like 2 weeks. Like, I was like locked in. But now that the weather's nice, kind of, it's like getting cold again. But, you know, just going outside, being with friends and just enjoying every second of life.
Yeah. Are you going to be performing live soon? Are you going to be on tour soon?
Definitely. We got some shows coming up that I'm really excited about. And they're not like set in stone right now, but definitely in the next couple months, we're going to do a lot of stuff. So
amazing. Well, we can't wait to see it. And if we don't see you boxing, we'll see you on stage making us cry.
Exactly. Exactly. And dance and laugh.
And dance and laugh.
There we go.
All of the above. 12 a.m. Thanks so much for hanging out with iHeart Radio Canada. We'll see you again soon.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. I love iHeart. I love you, my guy.
Thank you so
much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.